Welcome to another episode of The Comfortable Vegetarian. And today, man, we got a special thing going on, man. We popping up with the pop-ups, man. And this is the healthiest show in the world. So we up here at Fresh 52 Farmers and Artesian Market, man. Let's go, man. Let's check it out. Let's see what's going on, man. We over here with Chef Williams right here, man. I see him all the time, man, on Facebook and all the groups and stuff and on Instagram and stuff, man. Fool be looking bomb, man. Fool be looking bomb. What's going on with you?
I was just out here popping up. We do our thing popping up this week at the Fresh 52 pop-up market here at the Arts District. I'll be everywhere all week, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all week. You just check out Off the Vine Foods. And all vegan empanadas, vegan beef empanadas, vegan chicken and pineapple empanadas. We got the bacon. We got the bacon cheeseburger, all vegan. We got the beef empanadas with rice, black beans, plantains, beef, all inside. It's all vegan style, beef. So I don't know how healthy it is because we fry this stuff, so, but it's plant-based. It's a plant-based alternative from me, Chef William, man. So I'm just doing my thing, man. Just trying to follow your lead, bro. That's all.
Man, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. And let the people know, man, how Off the Vine got started and stuff, man.
All right. So I used to have a Caribbean barbecue restaurant. I did the jerk chickens and the ribs and the pork and the briskets and all that. But, you know, I seen how big chicken breasts are and how abnormal chicken looked. And so, you know, the whole meat industry just kind of turned me off, you know. So that's kind of, I just cut all the meat out. I never really did milk and dairy, so that was an easy transition. Now, cheese was a little hard, but, you know, the meat, I just went cold turkey one day and forgot about it. I just left it and then didn't go back. So I left selling it and cooking it and being a grill master to going in the, you know, first I started with salads and chickpeas and stuff like that. And then I just kind of, you know, had to get real inventive and come up with different ideas on what to eat and stuff. So that's how I came up with Off the Vine. And it's Chef William and the alternative foods and stuff. So that's kind of where I'm at with it. And that's how it started. It's been about 3 years now since I've done it. So that's where I'm at, man. Now we're here. I love what I do. I love coming up with new Caribbean ideas and flavors because I'm Barbados myself. So, you know, I kind of put my Latin Caribbean, modern American flavor into all my food. So that's my niche. I'm sticking to it.
Man, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. I'm most definitely gonna have to try some. Yes, sir. Yeah, that'll work. Yeah. All right, live on the show. Y'all heard that, man. Fresh from Off the Vine, man. About to try one of these Caribbean burgers, man. Caribbean style, man. All right, I'll holler at y'all. All right, about to try one of these good bacon cheeseburgers, man, from Off the Vine right here, man. I put some of that chipotle cilantro lime sauce on there, man. About to see what's good. All right. Oh, Jenga. Man, shout out to the chef right there, man. Shout out to the chef right there, man. That's bomb right there, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bacon, crunchy. Man, bacon, crunchy. Man, say flavors, flavor. Season on point. Hey, watch how he do the empanadas right there. He got the empanada machine right there. You got a perfectly pressed empanada. Man, that burger too bomb, man. Sorry to be talking with my mouth full, man. Too fire, man. Shout out to Chef Williams right there, man.
Burger's all right?
Yes, sir, man. That thing's sloppy, man. Got a fist bump on that one. Yes, sir. Shout out to Off the Vine. Get at them on Instagram, Facebook, everything, all social media. Man, get on down and try some of this good old food, man. It's fire, slapping. Man, I ain't gonna cap, man. This is like the best bacon cheeseburger I done had. It's almost gone, but I'll see y'all next time. All right, adios. We back again, and we over here with Lulu's Vegan Kitchen. And we still over here at the Fresh 52 Farmers and Artesian Market here in Las Vegas. Shout out to Lulu. How you doing today, Lulu?
Good, thank you. Thank you for coming.
Yep. Tell us a little bit about the world's best salsa.
World's best salsa. Everything's completely homemade. Even the chips are homemade, and they're infused with the chilies that I used to make the salsa with. And everything is like a medium heat, and it's world's best. You gotta try it.
Okay. About to try it. Gluten-free and vegan. Y'all heard it right here. About to try it live on cam. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, you can try one too, Zane. Yep. Got the homemade chips with the homemade salsa.
And they're infused with the chiles.
Infused with the chiles, so that means hot?
Some could be hotter than others. If you get like a seed, then one chip will be hot.
See, I'm a lightweight with the spicy hot, but let's see how it goes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's bomb right there. World's best. Fresh ingredients, you can tell. You want to try one of these, man? Yeah.
Would you like to try as well?
Yeah, I
could. Oh, no, take that one.
There you go.
We got Zane out here, man. Trying the Lulu's World's Best Salsa.
It's right there, bro.
Said right there, perfect. Okay, there you have it, man. You heard it from me, Zane. You heard it from me. Shout out to Lulu's Kitchen. Go ahead and shout out your social media website and everything you want to shout out.
Okay, so just follow us on Instagram, Lulu's Vegan Kitchen, to see where we're at next. We do most of the farmers markets, and then once a month at plant-based into whatever season it is, we do the all-vegan market as well. At Lulu's Vegan Kitchen.
Lulu's Vegan Kitchen, you want to say
something?
No, she's the boss. Oh, she said she the boss. Okay, that's what's up. Yep, y'all have a good one, man. It's been another one with the Comfortable Vegetarian, the healthiest show in the world. And we got the best salsa in the world right here. Shout out to Lulu's Kitchen. Y'all get over there and get y'all some homemade chips and salsa. All right.
Thank you guys for stopping by.
Yep.
We're going to give you guys the chips and the salsa.
Oh, thank you. You ready? Man, walking down the aisle here at Fresh 52, man. And I see, man, some cookies or more, man. Vegan cookies, man. Vegan cookies, man. These things is, man, almost wanted to run and grab one off the table, man. These things look fire right here, man. Said they did that before. What's going on, man? We over here with more cookies, man. What's going on? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Jure, co-owner of Cookies and More LA, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So you came from LA?
Yeah. We came out here probably October. We started in Vegas. In LA, we started right before the pandemic hit. And it was going pretty good. And then everything got shut down. And we was like, let's make a move to Vegas. My mom live out here. Yeah. So since we came out here, it's been bubbling. We do all of the farmer markets. Downtown Summerlin, Arts District, Tivoli Village, Bruce Trent Park, so be checking for us. We're trying to get that money to get the brick and mortar going. Probably like at the Container Park or something.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. So y'all started here in Las Vegas, but y'all from LA, man. That's what's happening, man. And Vegas been showing mad love. Shout out to Las Vegas. Man, that's what's up. Shout out to Vegas, man. So what made y'all pick the cookies, though? Was it already like, was bacon already like y'all thing, or?
My wife actually started with the oatmeal raisin. My son, he's not really good with dairy. And so, she made him some cookies when he was about 2. And he just didn't, he started like acting, not having like reactions to them. And so come to find out, he wasn't really the dairy movement. We had to switch it up. So she put some ingredients together with the oatmeal raisin first. It was bomb. And I was like, yo, we need to get this to the streets. You know what I'm saying? So 4 years later, we was able to develop all these other flavors. So, you know what I'm saying? All from her trying to put it together.
Yeah, man. And I see y'all got about 10 different flavors right here, man. So, man, y'all ain't slacking on no flavors at all.
We even got more with the menu. These are just what we bring to the markets.
Okay. That's what's up, man. We just came to pop up here like y'all, man, and see what was out here. And, man. Yeah, most definitely want to try one, man. Yes, definitely. Let me try whatever one you think the best. Let me see y'all star cookie, man. We about to try it live on cam.
Let's do the Nutty PB. Y'all can split that.
The Nutty PB. Let's get it. Me and Ezane, let's get it. Come on, Ezane.
You and the crew. You got it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He right. He got to get that reaction. He right.
Yes, sir.
We're going to get their real-time reaction. Two people. So it ain't biased at all. Nutty PB.
All right, let's get it. Vegan and
cookies
non-vegan.
And let's see.
Man.
Yeah.
That shit just melts in your mouth, bro. Right?
Man, soft, vegan, chewy, vegan, right?
Vegan.
Man.
Bomb, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And what's the name of this cookie again?
This is the Nutty PB, and like the cameraman said, this is a vegan and a non-vegan agreeing it's a bomb cookie. That's all we wanted.
Man, most definitely coming together for that. Producer, let's get it.
I'm one of the producers of the show. I never get in front of the camera. I always wanted to be on a comfortable vegetarian, you know what I'm saying? I always hound them about that. Mama, I finally made it. I'll be the man with the good cookies. Here we go, baby. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Hey, I don't know what the Colonel be talking about, big old cookie. This is a good old cookie right here. That's from the old, what? Man, this is delicious. Make sure you guys get down here to Vegan Cookies or More. Man, I'm telling you, off the chain, man.
Man, let everybody know where they can find you at, where they can purchase the cookies at, and all that good stuff.
Once again, we at Cookies and More LA on all handles, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. That's Cookies and More, just like as you say it, Cookies and More LA. And we're at all the Fresh 52 markets. We also do some of the Las Vegas markets, once downtown Summerlin, Bruce, Trent, and Tivoli Village. That's with Fresh 52.
All right. For sure. Man, with the comfortable vegan, man. For sure. Yeah. Out here.
Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. It was good meeting you, man. These some great cookies, man. And y'all going to be seeing me again, man. For sure. Bomb right there. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Show them cookies, man.
Show them cookies.
I was up till 3 in the morning making them cookies, man.
Man. Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm going to have to, I think I might have to.
I do.
That's when you know it's a good cookie. When it leaves, brother, you can't sneak these cookies.
Man.
Man, look at that. Ooh, look at that goodness, bro.
Bro, I didn't even need a napkin, bro. He did his old school.
Hell yeah. Well, if I have to touch the camera rig, believe me,
they shit bomb too. Them shorty watch right here.
I'm a nail biter, so
yeah, we about to go over there.
Yeah, they got some vegan sliders.
Oh, okay.
And them shits bomb.
Man,
them shits bomb. Where y'all gonna post it at?
I got it be coming out on all streaming networks, but the video. You ready?
Yep.
All right, man, I just keep stumbling upon stuff, man. Now, this place right here, I see them all the time online when I Google, like, vegan food near me.
Yeah.
And they only open on Saturdays at 4 p.m. until, I'm not sure the closing time.
Not anymore. We got the new hours now. So we're coming up at the markets all over Vegas. So we were just here last weekend at this one. We're going to be at Mountain's Edge as well on Tuesday from 3 to 8. So you're going to see a lot more of us. We got a few more events coming up this week and next month and on and so forth for sure. Yes.
Okay. So let us know, how did the Vintage Vegan Diner get started? How y'all get that started?
Well, Chef Taylor. So so we started in May of 2020, right at the beginning of the pandemic. So basically, Taylor had the idea because she was saying, there's no affordable vegan options, you know? And a lot of times, like, people are just turned off by veganism just because of the price alone, you know? And especially at the beginning of the pandemic, you know, a lot of people are out of work, they're out of money, and their options are dwindling, you know? So we started with that. We delivered all over Vegas. We had a viral tweet, basically. So overnight, we were having orders back to back. We were really overwhelmed, actually. We had to hire our family as delivery drivers. So we did that. Then we did frozen foods all over. We shipped those all over the U.S.
And then we created the two for $5 slider station.
Yeah, so this actually just popped up for the first time last weekend, and we sold out in the first, like, 2-3 hours. So we're like, okay, we're going to come back.
We sold out again.
Yeah, so all we got left is our OG turkey. This is all we have on the grill now is all we got left. Thank you.
So can we get y'all names?
Yeah,
let's get y'all names.
I'm Autumn, I go by Tom.
And I'm Taylor, the chef.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. So here we go. There y'all got Vintage Vegan Diner right there. And so it looked like I finally get to try something from y'all today.
Today. We're gonna hook you up. Just for you.
Okay. For sure. Yeah, that's what's up. So, are you guys fully vegan?
Yes, we are, 100%, yeah.
So how long have you guys been vegan?
First time I went vegan, I want to say it was like 7 years ago. And then I went back to vegetarian. You know, everyone has their slip up, but we don't talk about it. But yeah, been going strong vegan since then. Yeah, Taylor is the same. Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up.
How about you? Are you vegan?
Yeah, I'm vegan. Okay. I've been vegan for almost 2 years.
Wow,
and I was vegetarian for 3 years before I made it to going vegan.
Yeah.
But it was most definitely a journey for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Most definitely a journey.
I think that's the thing. With us, we want the non-vegans to try. You know, it's not just for vegans. Like, we're the only vegans in our family. When Taylor's mom tried a slider and she's like, oh, that's good, we're like, oh, okay, we got the meat eaters, like, you know, we got something here for sure.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's the same way with my family.
Fresh off the grill.
Okay, fresh off the grill.
We got that turkey, homemade.
Okay.
We got that fresh baked bread.
Okay.
The butter garlic sauce on top, a little shredded parm. Okay. I just want to get that bite reaction. You can get that mic up close, get that ASMR.
Yeah, that ASMR.
I know you need that.
Yes, indeed. Let's see. About to take the first bite of the OG turkey right here from the Vintage Vegan Diner. Let's see. Let's get it.
Speechless. He can't even talk right now. So good.
Yeah, that turkey and that cheese go good together right there.
You like that? Yeah, we had our crab cake this time. Last weekend we had the
classic cheeseburger.
Yeah, we had a burger, and so we're like, oh, you know, let's switch it up this week. You know, we're gonna do crab cake. We didn't know how people were gonna like
it.
Sold out immediately. We're like, okay, well, that's just another thing we know. So that's good. You know, good problems to have for sure. Selling out.
Definitely.
Look, he got a little cheese hanging off. I hope you're getting that on the zoom in.
Man, there's cheese everywhere. But yeah, man, shout out to the. Vintage Vegan Diner.
Let me tell you, it's Vintage Vegan Diner on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, everywhere, Twitter. You can find us. You see that pink slider, you're in the right place.
So you see that pink slider, you're in the right place.
Yep.
Shout out to the pink slider. But that's been another episode with the Comfortable Vegetarian and the crew. And we out here at Fresh 52 Farmers and Artesian Market. Out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, baby. So, come check everybody out, man, that we done interviewed today and shout out today. And Yeah, man, it's a nice sunny day, man. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Yes. Follow us on everything. Thank you. Vintage Vegan Diner. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, yo, yo, we over here with Paws Off the Table. And we still at the Fresh 52 Farmers and Artisan Market, man, here in Las Vegas. Shout out to Paws Off the Table. How you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Paws Off the Table.
Yeah. I'm Natasha, owner and baker of Paws Off the Table. I am a huge believer that we shouldn't give our babies anything that we wouldn't eat ourselves. So all our treats are human grade, made with nothing but the best ingredients.
Okay, the best ingredients. And we was actually standing off to the side, and somebody whispered in our ear that you got some vegan dog treats. What's going on with that?
Yes, we do have vegan dog treats as well. You can find them as our Apple Pawlicious. Our Apple Pawlicious is made with some of the best ingredients we have. Unsweetened applesauce, peanut butter, oats, and coconut oil. You could actually eat them too.
Say, you can actually eat them too, huh? I want to ask you, have you ever tried one?
I have. The Apple Pawlicious is actually my favorite. You can find that one right here.
Okay.
Give it a try today.
Yeah, I'll give it a try. Let's see what it do. Let me. I got a quick question. You ain't used the dog paws to make the prints, now, did you?
I did not.
Yeah, I'll be seeing that little meme on Facebook.
There you go. You give it a try. Let me know.
Okay. I'm gonna let you know right now.
All right.
Okay, y'all got it. The comfortable vegetarian trying a.
Apple Pawlicious
dog treat, but you can eat it too, and I'm about to prove it to you right now.
Soft just like a cookie.
Yeah, soft just like a cookie. Let's see. Okay.
What does it taste like?
Remind me of like a granola bar.
There you go.
Them dogs eating good, man. Yeah, it's just like a granola bar.
We do it all for the pups. We also do doggy ice cream. We do it all for the pups. Doggy ice cream, doggy birthday cakes. We even have CBD treats, too. So come on out. Get some special treats for any holiday, special occasion. We got you covered.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
It's your boy, Fat Music.